Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday morning recap, everybody, on Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. As
right
always, we're brought
time.
To you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. And once again, that promo code is Drinking Bros to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Lost a lot of money on MyBookie last night. Tom Brady didn't show up for that game.
Yeah, you disrespected the NFC beast.
Oh, come on now. We're not doing that.
Best conference in the NFL.
The worst conference ever. They were playing an 8-9 team last night. I thought, look, because Ryan Jensen came back, so you had the center there. Mm-hmm. You had the nasty back on the team, and Brady looked like dog shit. I put that loss entirely on Brady.
I think it's, you know, he's in a new relationship. Mm-hmm. His mind's in a lot of different places. He's thinking about how he doesn't have any money because it was all in FTX.
Right.
So, I mean, he's poor. He's trying to impress a new woman.
Hard to do with no money.
Right.
It is. What do you do after a game like that, though? Do you retire? Like, I mean, you can't go out like that.
I think you got to go home and sit by the pool, sniff your son for a little while.
Yeah.
Kiss him.
Yeah, just kind of see.
Snuggle up.
On the neck, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, kiss him on the back of the neck.
You know, kind of like your feet rubbing together. Just play a little footsie on the lounge. Yeah.
Sure.
Obviously, lube each other up, lotion each other up, you know, for sunblock, for safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it on Todd Bowles, too. He's one of the worst coaches ever. And watching that fucking man try to coach a football team, it's just not for him. It's just not for... I don't even know why he wants that job.
I think Bruce Arians knew.
Doesn't it feel like that? Yeah. Like, looking back at it, he was just like... Oh,
he looked at the roster, he's like... No,
I got to get out of here.
Not this year.
I got to get out of here. And it's odd, man, because looking at that roster, you have Mike Evans, still great.
Yeah.
Had a pretty decent year again. Yeah. Another 1,000-yard season. You have Chris Godwin.
People in the fucking group trying to blame Mike Evans for that game last night were like, he's pulling
prayer.
Up. Like, Tom Brady overthrew him. Yeah, by a lot. And they're like, but he stopped running his routes. Like, nah, man, that game was on Brady.
Yes, that game was all on Brady last night.
And honestly, they had a lot of chances early in the first half to stop the bleeding to a demoralizing point, kind of the way the Jags did to, who the fuck did they play?
The Chargers.
The Chargers, where the Chargers should have gone into the first half up like 35 points, right? And they only went up 20.
24. Like,
it was 27-7.
Yeah, it was 27-7 at halftime.
The Bucs had chances to do that too, but they just didn't. And like they couldn't, they kept being terrible on offense, whether it was, I mean, there were dudes that dropped passes too, Brady sucked ass, but there were drop passes too. And then, and then the interception in the end zone, throw.
That to me changed the entire game.
Yeah, 100%.
Because then it would have been 10-7, I think, at that point. And
I think it would have been 7-6.
Oh, you're right. It would have been 7-6 because Homeboy kept missing every fucking extra point.
And that was the other thing, too, that could have kept him in the game. And it's like, I just kept thinking, like, there's no fucking way this doesn't come back to absolutely butt-fuck
the
Cowboys.
They go 12-0. Yep. I'm like, ugh.
18!
And then 18-0, and then 24-0. And you're just like, all right, even at 24-0, you're looking at it, and you're like, well, it's still three possession game. You get some two-point conversions. You might be back in this. Brady just didn't fucking have it last night. That pick, though, changed it for me.
Yeah.
And that would have really put the pressure on the Cowboys. And that pick was all on Brady.
By the way,
I haven't seen him throw a ball that bad. It appeared as if he was trying to throw it out of the back of the end zone. But if you don't have the arm strength to get a 15-yard pass out of the back of the end zone.
It looked like he expected the receiver to do something else. But it was still a bad throw because there was a million fucking Cowboys there.
But it seems like
the receiver, when the receiver was watching the ball, I forget who it was, when the receiver was watching the ball go over his head, he was like, his body language was like, oh, fuck, like, that's where you wanted me? That's mm-hmm. what I thought. But, yeah, I should say, though, like, they couldn't fucking stop the Cowboys.
No.
The Cowboys were gaining, like, chunks at will.
Yeah, yeah. It was a horrific game for the Bucs. But let's face it, that's who they look like pretty much the whole season. Oh, yeah. So it's not terribly surprising. It just felt like a game that Brady was going to pull out, and he just didn't. So does he retire after this?
He needs the money.
Yeah, I don't
see it. He's
coming
back.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
He needs the money.
But where is he coming back?
Not with Tampa.
I think so. I think he's out of there. And I think he's down in two places. The Raiders or the 49ers, and that's it.
Yep. I think it's the Raiders.
I hope it's the 49ers.
I mean, if Brock Purdy wins you the Super Bowl.
He's not going to win the Super Bowl. But hey, it's a very, very good team. It's not because of Brock Purdy.
He's doing fantastic. He's doing exactly what he's asked of.
But he's doing what Brady has done all those years, where it's 10-yard outs, and that's kind of it. I would rather, for me, I would trust Tom Brady over Brock Purdy any day of the
week.
Not
right now?
Come on, dude.
No.
In that system, in Shanahan's system with all that talent?
What has Brock Purdy done wrong, I guess?
That's fair.
Nothing. That's but fair. He's just kind of there. I mean, it's...
Not really. He had three touchdowns.
So was Brady once. Didn't he have like five
touchdowns?
Close to
300 yards.
But when you put yourself in a position like that, like with...
Did he have five touchdowns?
I think he might have had five.
Who?
No, Brady. I think he had three.
Yeah, he had three.
Okay.
He might have had one on the ground, though. He might have four. But with that, when you're throwing short balls like this... I mean, it's with so much talent. Like, I mean, you're throwing a Debo Samuel, and then he runs 75 yards.
Yeah, it's a system, man.
I understand.
Again, I am at the Church of Shanahan, and I don't need an ego coming in and trying to like talk to Shanahan about like, oh yeah, like the greatest of all time comes in.
I do
and
think,
tries to like lecture do you think your
he
coach.
Would? I do yes! think he would. I do think Shanahan is also probably cognizant of the narrative.
But why put up with Todd Bowles then, if you're Tom Brady? I mean, clearly he had something with Bruce Arians, because Bruce Arians got the fuck out of there.
Maybe Leftwich too. I don't know.
I don't know. It's odd to me. But for me, I would put my money on Tom Brady to make those throws. And
But if I, again, like Rob was saying, though, if I'm Shanahan and say you guys don't get it done this year, San Francisco comes back next year to win a Super Bowl, then you don't want that narrative that the reason you won your Super Bowl was because of Tom Brady.
Ugh. The guy who Tom Brady did the 28-3.
Oh, dude. I know. There's a fucking movie coming out, dude, in 2 weeks. But
you can't suffer that. I'd rather not win one, to be quite honest.
And that's what it comes down to.
Shanahan,
do you want the ring, and how bad do you want it?
Shanahan wins with Brock Purdy. God.
Yes. God tier.
100%.
And by the way, he almost won with Jimmy Garoppolo. Should have won with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Should have. But yeah, man, it's odd what's going on. Yeah, four touchdowns in this game.
Purdy, one rushing, three passing.
He doesn't make mistakes, man. that's what you need.
You put him in a position to not make mistakes with all of the talent that's surrounding
him.
That's what
the fucking Patriots did for the first like 5 years of Brady's
career. Until
they got Randy Moss. Brady was pretty
I
much.
I remember it because I was in college for this. The debate was, who's the better quarterback? Brady, but because he wins all those Super Bowls, but he's like not very impressive in terms of like stats and stuff like that, or Peyton Manning, who keeps like not winning in the playoffs, fucking slings
it. Or Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you can throw Rodgers in that conversation.
Rod hadn't been playing that long yet.
Okay. But yeah, with this, man, it's fucking wild to watch that Brock Purdy, he was 18 of 30, 332 yards. Most of them are yards after catch, but like fucking A, dude.
Yeah, made him count, clearly.
And McCaffrey, 15 carries for 119 yards. I go back to when he was on the market and the Bills had inquired about him. Do you imagine that Bills team with fucking McCaffrey? My God, dude.
It's a bit egregious that they didn't go after him.
It's weird.
Also, maybe we weren't giving Brock Purdy enough credit at Iowa State. Maybe Matt Campbell wasn't a good coach.
Yeah. Always Maybe. Possible.
I mean, look, you look at Pat Mahomes, he wasn't that impressive in college there. Yeah. He had a ton of yards, but...
It was Texas Tech. And Purdy's defense at Iowa State, like, you're just like a dollar store version of Iowa, which is like plodding, slow offense, blah, blah, blah.
Well, the weather there sucks.
And they play on, I swear to God, it's like they play on it feels like their grass is the longest grass in the country or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so slow. Everything is so fucking slow in that stadium.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. My money is on Brady going to one of those two franchises, and we'll see what happens to the 49ers. I think, look, if you're able to win with Brock Purdy, if you win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy, I think you're going to stay with him.
What about the Commanders?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
That franchise is going to take some work still. Whereas I think the Raiders...
Great defense.
It pains me to say this.
I would much rather play with the Commanders than the Raiders. You have a great defense. You have weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Other than you have three receivers. You have running backs.
Decent coach.
Yeah. Yeah, Rivera's a great coach.
Yep.
I would go to the Commanders, actually, if I was Brady.
So I think because of, obviously, McDaniels being there in Vegas. I mean, he'll tailor the offense around him. Like, they've worked together for, 20 years?
Yeah.
So.
Either of your theories, though, do have a kind of a problem, which just is that both loaded divisions with hard ceilings at the top.
It's true.
I know.
Best division in football.
I mean,
NFC.
AFC West, you got to deal with Mahomes. I mean, you're not beating the Chiefs in the division.
No.
Like, that's just not happening.
No. Nope.
So you're going to be a wild card team.
You got to play Herbert twice a year.
And then you have Justin Herbert as well. And then in the NFC East, like, it's top. It's, you know, there's three playoff teams this year. Now, maybe the Giants fall off.
Three of the last four teams in the NFC right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't imagine that the Cowboys or the Eagles are going to fall off. The Giants could. They all might regress, but they're all going to still be very good.
I just don't think you'll be able to win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott ever on that team.
But that's fine. But they still always pull off like double digit wins in the regular season.
They do.
Mm-hmm. So it's tough. It's,
yeah. I mean, look, every year they do. It is a tough division. I would rather go through that, though, than Mahomes and Herbert and those guys.
Like, I think I would as well.
Fucking A.
So, I'm telling you, Commanders, perfect spot for
him. No, he will never end up there in a million years. I can promise you that. There's no fucking way you're signing up for that shit heap. I mean, they're still going through the ownership issues and everything else.
What even? I mean, who else needs a quarterback but is, like, competent?
If Bezos buys them, Brady's going for sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, if Bezos stepped in, because then you're securing long-term shit after that. Then you could have a possibility.
And then Bezos offers like stock and
yeah, but I mean with Brady going, let's take the Raiders for example. You got Davante Adams, you got Darren Waller. He loves a good tight end. You got a great running back in Josh Jacobs, and you got McDaniels back. It makes a lot of sense. And branding wise in Vegas, you make some serious fucking coin there. And San Francisco is just ready to win a Super Bowl, and it could be this year.
I'll give you two out of left field suggestions.
Okay.
Your Atlanta Falcons.
No,
I'm kidding.
That's not happening.
You know who I heard about the Falcons? Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. He's a Southern boy.
That is starting to gain some steam.
That'd be dope. Two spots where they have quarterbacks or whatever, but maybe just elbow them out. Say fuck it and just get rid of them because money's not real anyway in sports. Mm-hmm. Minnesota Vikings, who have everything in place.
Well, is Kirk Cousins up on his deal? How long does he have left? Because I think it was a 3-year deal, and he might be at the end of it. So they could be looking for a quarterback.
Kirk Cousins signed a 1-year, $35 million contract with the Vikings.
Yeah,
so he does that a lot, where he's like bets on himself.
Well, I think because they won't give him a long term deal. When we get to that, I have a different take on Kirk Cousins now after this weekend.
Is he the problem?
No, and we'll get to that because I'm not like even though the Vikings fans have screamed skull in my face all fucking year, and I told you from day one. Preseason, I said this would happen. You guys are going to win 10 to 12 games, and then you're going to lose the first playoff game. It's exactly what happened.
It's a bad matchup.
Even on my fucking betting slips that I post in Drinking Bro Sports, I had two of those assholes come after me, and they're like, why don't you put the Vikings on any of these bets? And I go, because they're going to lose. And it's going to be weird. It's going to be one score, that's exactly what happened in that game.
I stayed away from that game, but I didn't like it.
Mm.
I teased up the Giants, and that was the only thing that went on a teaser card for me. But I thought the Giants were going to win. They sure the fuck did. And we'll get to that in a second. In the meantime, though, 49ers, holy fucking Christ, man.
They rolled.
They're a juggernaut right now.
They could win the Super Bowl, man.
They could.
They're easily good enough. I mean,
I think they're going for sure.
They're the best team in the NFC.
But going up against...
Like I don't know.
Their defense is insane. What they're able to do with the ball, so many different people, because now Deebo Samuel is back at receiver. He can also come in at slot. They're doing a lot of fucked up shit with him. McCaffrey's in there. You still have Ayuk out there. Like, it is just loaded. And then that's not even including George Kittle. Like, holy Christ, man. They're fucking loaded. The defense is loaded. This team is rolling. I think not having an off week is probably the best thing that could happen to this team. I mean, now they've won 11 in a row at this point. They murdered the Seahawks. I mean, it wasn't.
It was close for a sec.
It was.
Didn't the Seahawks, were they leading ahead?
They were winning 14-13, right?
Yeah. No, 17-16.
17-16 at half, but in the second half, they just got shut out, essentially.
And, you know, there was some stuff where, like, this doesn't always get looked at as much in the NFL, I feel like, because people are more obsessed with the offensive side of it and like, oh, huge play. That's such a great play by the offense or whatever. But a lot of times, big broken plays are outliers. They don't actually show you how that team is doing. Right. So that huge DK Metcalf touchdown, like that was less of the Seahawks like punching back and more of like the 49ers like brain farting.
Yeah, so the 49ers going 5, 7, 10 yards of play down the field, marching on 10 play drives.
Yeah.
That's way more impressive than a broken play, obviously.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's more repeatable.
Right. It's just dominance is what it is. Who are the dark horses for Brady, by the way? I think I cut you off.
I was going to say the Vikings, and then if they want to get really weird, the Rams, if he just wants to make money in
Los
Angeles.
If Stafford just retires.
Well, no, so Stafford is coming back, so he just said that over the weekend.
Right.
He is coming back. The other dark horse that I heard was Miami.
Well, Tua might be dead.
And
so.
you got the talent down in Miami, too. I mean, that's a fucking...
And with those receivers, by the way.
Yards after catch.
Oh, my God.
All you have to do is throw 10 yards.
That's it.
Good to go. You're good to go down there. Jags Chargers here. Look, man, this Staley coach has to get fucking fired. And it is not Herbert. It is not anybody's fault but this coach.
They cannot spend another year wasting Justin Herbert.
Like, no. And not only that, but like, dude, you ran the ball 8 times in the second half. You were up by fucking 20 at halftime. It was like watching the Falcons game.
35 yards in the first half for Trevor Lawrence, 4 interceptions. Maybe the worst half of football ever played in the sport.
Yeah,
comes
so
back and just
bad.
Slings it. That's all shouts to Dougie P. Dougie P is one of the best coaches in the NFL.
He sure is.
Love my Jags. He's easily a top 5 coach in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Yes, easily.
Well, how many fucking coaches have Super Bowls?
Not only that, but like, imagine what you say to Trevor Lawrence in the locker room after throwing 4 picks and 45 yards.
And you're like, you're the sole reason we're here. We're in this situation down 20.
And he said after the game, he was like, dude, my coaches came up to me and they were like, we're fine. We're going to win this fucking game. And he was like, all right, well, let's do it.
You know what's fucked up? They were fine. Because we talked about this okay, but like San Diego, actually, I'll just call them San Diego. Fuck it.
Yeah,
San Diego just kept, like, they kept getting, their starting field position was like the Jags' 8-yard line, and they kept kicking field goals.
Yeah.
Like, they got a couple touchdowns, but like, they literally should have been up 35 at the half, and they ended up 20 at the half.
If there's a team that like blows leads like this all the time,
The Chargers.
Yeah.
Like, but with this, why not run the ball more in the second half? You have Austin Eckler. I don't really understand. You have a great running back. Like,
it felt to me like they were getting into a lot of, like, they were getting behind the sticks a lot, right? Like, they did run, I recall. I don't remember if it was the first or second half, but their run was getting stuffed. Like,
it was.
They weren't, and they did have to, like, pass a lot because the run wasn't making it very far off the line. And then, I mean, I think a lot of it was credit to the Jags defense, who, even though it looked like they were getting their shit kicked in the first half, like, based on starting field position, that's, like, one of the best halves a defense could have possibly played.
Peterson going for 2 was the craziest call I've seen in a playoff game ever, too, where I was talking to Ryan Urlacher throughout the games over the weekend, and he was just like, man, why are you going for 2 in that position? Like, if you don't get it, I understand, but if you don't get it, then you lose that great comeback by just 1 point. And especially because the rules have changed in overtime now, where even if the first team scores a touchdown, at least you get to go back and score a touchdown and then continue the game.
You know why you went for 2 there?
No.
It wasn't just out of, you know.
He's a statistics nerd.
Gunslingery. It wasn't even that.
There was a penalty. Oh, yeah.
And it was on the 1 yard line.
It was on the one, but. What a bold move, dude. I mean, that's
I don't think he would have done it if Bosa didn't get the penalty. And I think because they were on the one, because I was, so this is really random. I think it's kind of out of him being just like existing as a meme. But my brother, my youngest brother, huge Jags fan. We're from St. Louis.
I don't know one. I've never met one.
Just a Jags fan?
He just decided, like, you know what'd be hilarious if I was a Jags fan? He lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Literally flies a Jags flag on his house. I got him a Trevor Lawrence jersey for Christmas. And I was texting him throughout the game, and we were both like, what the fuck? And then we were like, oh shit, there's a penalty. It's on like the inside the 1 yard line. And yeah, they went for it.
My first ever jersey I ever owned when I was a child, Mark Brunell, of course. Jags jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Gross.
My parents were upset.
Wow, I bet. I'm upset.
But like
it.
Not even really upset because they were new. It was like they were created in 98, so I was 7 years old. I just like the logo.
Sure.
So I got that. And then I went to the kitty. Yeah, exactly.
I like the kitty logo.
Yeah.
And then when I went to UCF, I needed a Florida school because like I wanted to be able to watch games and you had to pick between three markets. And I'm like, I'm going to go with the Jags.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
And your boy.
They were all awful.
And yeah, Blake too. But
yeah, they were all awful back in the day. All three Florida teams. The Dolphins,
Bortles should have made the Super Bowl, but that's
Dolphins,
time for
Jaguars,
story.
And
Bucks. Hey, the Bucks have two Super Bowls this century.
Well, now, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true. They won in what, 02, I think?
Yeah,
02. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
more than I got to think. There's only what, like three teams in the 21st century with more Super Bowls than them.
They're easily the worst franchise, though. Like color wise,
what, the Jags?
No.
Oh, the Bucks?
The Bucks, their helmets and everything. They went from like the perfect uniforms.
The creamsicles.
And the creamsicles.
Yeah.
To just an abomination.
I know. I agree.
It's because they didn't want fucking Errol Flynn on their helmet, basically.
I guess.
Is all it was.
Fuck that. Next up is Bills Dolphins. Man, so this set the stage for me for what's probably going to happen next weekend. I had a shit ton of money on this game. Now, I had it in a teaser, which is the only thing I won on because it was 2.5. Bills barely pulled this out by 3, and truthfully, the Dolphins had a shot to win this fucking game. With this, though, it is impossible to play a team 3 times in your division and not know everything about them.
Yep.
And that's the same thing that happens in this Bengals-Ravens game, in my opinion. And neither of them covered. It was a tough, gross game for
Ravens
both of them.
Ravens should have won.
Ravens should have won that game. Homeboy tries to lean over, and he definitely was not in. So... I mean, it was the right call. There's no. But
you see Mark Andrews booking it, trying to catch him.
Oh yeah, but man!
How fast was Mark Andrews?
I don't know, but I mean, it took what appeared to be an illegal block at the end to get him out of there. Like, I mean, Mark Andrews
went full
is fucking fast.
DK Metcalf when he was chasing the guy down,
he did. And it was 100 yards.
Yeah,
because Andrews was in the end zone, so he had to come back and sprint the whole fucking 100 to try to catch up with Sam Hubbard, but. They end up pulling it out. Does it make you nervous for this weekend now that you're playing the Giants for Giants-Phillies?
You know, it is hard.
Or Eagles.
Beat the same team 3 times in the same year.
It is, because you guys have won twice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We blew them out, and then last game of the season was a little tighter than usual. I mean, we were winning the entire game.
Yeah.
They had their backups in. I'm worried. You know, Saquon's a dog. He's a beast.
Yep.
Their defense is pretty okay.
It'll come down to the health of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And then is Lane Johnson playing?
He is.
He is going to play.
Yeah,
okay.
But I don't know how healthy he is. Mm-hmm. He could suck.
Yeah, he could.
We just got to, and if he, you know, if he tries to juice up again, he's gone for the forever.
Oh, is that his, is he down to the last one?
Yeah, he already has 2 strikes.
How old is he?
I don't even think he's 30 yet, is he?
Shit.
Man, 30 is when you need to start doing
it.
I know.
But he's been juicing for a long time.
He started too early.
He's 32.
Oh, he's 32.
Well, look. How long has he played in the league?
I guess 10 years.
Well, I was going to say, you get pension. You get pension at 10.
Yeah.
Andy Reid drafted him.
9 to 10 years, I would assume.
Well, then,
maybe it wasn't Andy. It might have been Chip Kelly.
If this is your last shot at a Super Bowl here, I think you juice up. I think you juice up and go for it.
Why not?
Why not? If you're going to be out, you might as well use all the strikes and then get the fuck out of there. But I think that game's going to be close this weekend. Vikings. All right. So I said I would get to this Kirk Cousins situation and the Vikings and their fan base and all that bullshit. Now, again, predicted literally every single thing that was going to happen for the Vikings this year, including this game. But after watching this game, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't think it is Kirk Cousins, and I don't think he's the fucking problem here. Watching this game more closely, money on the Giants. Watching this game more closely, here's what I think Kirk Cousins is. I think Kirk Cousins was Matt Ryan on the Falcons, where I think he's a good quarterback. His numbers, if he has two more of these years, would probably warrant the Hall of Fame. And I know that sounds fucking crazy for Kirk Cousins, but it's true. I think you need a creative offensive coach that will change things up the same way Shanahan did.
Yeah, put Kirk Cousins on the Niners right now.
Right. I was literally going to say, if Kirk Cousins had been playing on the Niners the last 4 years, we'd be sucking his dick.
Yes. And I think when you brought in Shanahan for Matt Ryan, his numbers didn't change. He was the same guy, but the calls were more creative. He was able to do different things with the offense, where I think you're just stuck here with shitty coaching at the Vikings. And I don't think it's first year coach. It is, but like, he's not great.
He was fine.
Do you bring in somebody like a Bieniemy, though, who's just like, all right, you've got to have somebody offensively different to change the vibe of this team, or you're always going to win. Look, you got 13 fucking wins this year.
Yeah. I mean, terrible division, but yeah, 13 wins. Bieniemy's not going to.
Terrible division. We're talking about the Detroit Lions. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. I mean, look, Detroit's on the come up this year.
Yeah, Chicago is the worst team in football, but
this is the only playoff team from that division.
It is.
Well, Lions should have made it.
But they didn't. Should, they didn't.
Right, but like,
it's not a good division.
They had the same record as the Seahawks. I heard someone have this take, but I agreed with them. They should have like a...
they had a better record than the Bucs.
Right, but they should have like a fan vote for that last seed. Like who everybody wants to see in. I'd rather see the Lions than the Seahawks.
I was rooting for the Lions.
I don't disagree there.
I was rooting for
the
Lions.
That should be the tiebreaker. If the teams have the same record, it should be a fan vote.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm looking at Kirk Cousins' numbers this year.
Is it the offense or is it the defense?
4,547 yards, 29 TDs. Now, granted, he had 14 interceptions, which isn't great, but I mean, 4,500 yards passing. Look, with an offense this good, though, you can get away with just kind of a mid defense and be fine with it.
To an extent, I mean, look, like they gave up. They're giving up a lot of points, right? Like 41 to the Packers, 24 to the Giants a couple weeks ago, fucking 36 to the Indianapolis Colts coached by Jeff Saturday.
Right. You just got to get that defense settled. I think the offense is fine.
I don't know, I mean, man. I just think you need somebody more creative in there.
He's a lot more creative than Zimmer.
He is. I just don't think either of them are great, and I think you're stuck because, to me, this goes back to a conversation that's you and I have had for years on this show about how hard it is to find a decent quarterback. What are the Vikings going to do?
You're not going to get better than Kirk Cousins.
No, you're not. No. And, you know, shit, if he was playing for any other team, you'd still be lucky to have him. I mean, it's so hard to find a good quarterback that the Eagles built an entire system around a quarterback because you don't know if you're going to get one in the draft. And let's face it, Bryce Young is not going to be available. You know, the top three are not going to be available for you. So you're stuck with Kirk Cousins, whether you like it or not. The only way I think you're going to turn this team around is to get more creative with it and settle the defense down. But if you're a Vikings fan bitching about Kirk Cousins, I don't know what to say about 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns passing.
It's not him.
Also, that game, he's what, two touchdowns, like 31 for 39 or something? Yeah,
he had a 112 passer rating. Like it's.
And I look at that last play, because a lot of people are bitching about Kirk Cousins on the last play. I rewatched it 8 times in a row. I rewound it over and over and over again. That play was designed for that guy. Usually that's a check down pass over on the right there, like a 3-yard check down. But his eyes didn't go anywhere else to any other receivers except for that guy. So that was clearly called from the sidelines. Now, look, if you're Kirk Cousins, do you override that call and be like, fuck you, it's 4th and 8. Why am I only throwing the ball 3 yards? Probably. I mean, I guess. But like, even that, I know that's a fucking play that they called in because he didn't look anywhere else. Nowhere else but that guy. So like, clearly the offensive genius, whoever's on there called that play for him, and he did it, and he looked pissed off about it afterwards, where he was just like, fuck,
right?
Why did I have to throw this goddamn ball?
Nobody knows who the, you know, Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator is on Twitter. Everyone knows who Kirk Cousins is on Twitter.
Well,
so they're all going to fucking...
I think it's their head coach, right? I forget his name.
It might be.
It's was he a McVay disciple, or was he from the Titans?
Not sure. But either way, he wasn't looking anywhere else. That play was clearly supposed to be there. And it was an awful call. I don't even blame Kirk Cousins for that. I mean, if you want to blame him for something, you could have said he maybe could have told his coach to fuck off and just call his own play.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah. It was an awful, awful call because he did not look anywhere else. And that was a design play to that guy. And it was dog shit. Either way, they are out yet again, and I don't have to hear Skull anymore. And that makes me happy, but I don't think you should blame Kirk Cousins for this.
He was the OC for that Rams Super Bowl.
Yeah. As far as the Bengals-Ravens goes, same thing. You know, you're playing a team for the third time in your division. You're playing on the same field, by the way, in back-to-back weeks.
Right.
Like, they didn't have to leave. They didn't have to go anywhere. They were just like, all right, great, we're here, let's go. So that's tough. Bengals have bigger issues than this, though, unfortunately. Injuries have caught up with those guys. They're going to be missing three starting offensive linemen for this next game against the Bills. So good luck. If you're looking at these spreads already for next week, you know, we'll do the NFL show, obviously, tomorrow. But if you're looking at the spreads and wondering why this Bengals spread is so high, that's it. They're missing three offensive linemen, and Joe Burrow is going to be running for his life. So,
are you rooting for the Bills if you're KC? Or are you rooting for, like, dead, abused, injured Bengals? Are you rooting for the team you beat in the playoffs, or are you rooting for the team that has had your number but they're injured to fuck?
I think with the offensive line, because you can just dial up blitzes now, you're probably rooting for the Bengals in this game, but the Bills have had the Chiefs number as well. Granted, if it is Bills Chiefs, it'll be in Atlanta. It won't be in
right. Oh, so actually, they probably would root for the Bengals then to stay home.
So yeah. I think that's probably the deciding factor there. But
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right,
we're gonna beat the Jags. Oh,
boy. I mean, does it get any easier? You're coming off a bye, and then it's like, who shows up? The Jaguars,
red hot Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nah, you're all good on that. That's a huge spread next week. Man, they lucked out on that shit. I mean, they get to cakewalk into the fucking AFC.
Well, technically, so should the Eagles, but we'll see.
We'll see. I think they lose to the Giants.
I don't hate. I mean,
I think they lose to the Giants.
I don't think that happens, but it's not as far-fetched as I would think.
I don't think he's healthy. I don't think Jalen Hurts is healthy. That's just my guess. I don't have any inside info either. No, I don't know anybody on that shit, but
we had the week off. Should be fine.
We'll see. He didn't look great in that last game.
Cortisone shot, right?
Yeah,
we're good. Yeah, yeah. You're going to need something. Lane Johnson's going to have to play as well. In the meantime, again, we are brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. This next weekend is one of the biggest gambling weekends of the year. We go heavy on these games, dude. So this week will be no different. Every single person, every single place you go will have these games on all day Saturday and Sunday. Great time to bet. College basketball is in full swing as well. Love betting on college basketball. It's back. Australian Open is here, too. If you're one on that, Kyrgios is out, by the way.
Yeah, he had to withdraw, but he wasn't going to win that anyway.
Knee surgery.
Yeah. He's not that good of a hard court player. I don't care that he's Australian. Doesn't matter.
No. I think, well, Djokovic is playing anyway, so.
Djokovic and Nadal are both in, so it's, you know.
Yeah. But again, you can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. And if you want tickets to any of these games or concerts or anything around the world, you can go to drinkingbrostickets.com. We're about $10 cheaper than StubHub. And you can enjoy your life because we're going to be at the Waste Management here in about 3 weeks in Phoenix. And if you want to come out there, tickets are cheap. So you can just go and buy a Gen Pop ticket because we'll be walking around. You know, obviously we'll have the suite and all that bullshit, but we'll be walking around a lot because you go to a golf tournament, it's a great, long, fun day. And I want to see the course and I'll be walking it for a while. So just get tickets to that and come out and rage with us. We'll be getting fucked up all day and that'll be a blast. Next up over here. We'll swap on over to college football. There was a rumor going around that C.J. Stroud, the quarterback for Ohio State, was considering a return to the school. Now, that one I can confirm, and the boosters were backing up the truck for him to come home. I've said this for the last couple of years about the NIL. When is it going to happen that somebody's just bought off and paid for the same as they would be rookie year of an NFL contract, and then just go back to school.
Right.
Not only is it fun, It's a fucking blast, but the team is loaded, and you have a good shot at winning all of the things.
Well, I read this a while back, like years ago, probably like 8 years ago, in an article talking about like, oh, if they should come out early from the draft or not, and some professional player who was obviously good in college too was like, hey, you know, like you totally should if you think that's where like the money is and stuff like that, or you think like that's your best chance, like 100% come out. But he's like, the thing some of these kids don't realize is that like it literally is a job. Like you're going to work.
Yep.
So whereas when you're still in college, like, yeah, dude, like it is kind of a fucking job. Like it's a huge commitment and all this shit, but like it's different. Like you still get to be a kid in college, even if you're Stetson Bennett and you're old enough to run for the U.S. Senate while you're playing in college. Like you're still, or not the Senate, the House Rep, who knows? But like, yeah, it becomes a fucking employment. Like when you're in the NFL. Yeah. And like, he's like,
and it's not like all your scrutiny is worse.
Yeah, and it's not like it's all your friends and, hey guys, what are we doing? Let's go hang out. He's like, people go home to their kids and shit.
Yeah.
After practice.
You're with grown ass men.
Right. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, that's a bit of an appeal.
And if you're gonna get the same amount of money,
I agree. And if you're at home and you're thinking about like Ross, it's crazy. No. I mean, so the inside info I have on this was there was a call made by the Colts and they said, look, please come out, we will take you at 4. That you're a top 5 pick. How do you get higher than that? And to that point, I agree. Because even next year, right, I still have Caleb Williams over the field, no matter
if but it's also, maybe you kind of look at the draft and you're like, I don't really want to live in Indy.
Maybe, but like Indy is at least a safe place where like the media is not going to fuck with you that much. Where if you have to go to New York, you're fucked. If you have to go to LA or, you know, a big market team, you're kind of fucked. Indy, they'll give that 2 or 3 years where it's like, all right, just figure it the fuck out.
They're
it's
a patient, kind Midwestern sure people. Yeah,
they sure are. And that's what I've heard. Now, if you're looking at a top 5 pick, and I pulled up last year's number, the money was $32 million. So what is that? Divided by 4 years there? I mean, that's
something
not
like that.
5 years? Yeah, you're looking at, you know, $6 to $8 million.
Right.
Somewhere in there. They had that for CJ Stroud. Now, what I heard the deciding factor was they could not get insurance for the remainder of it. So let's say he got hurt and fell to the 4th round.
Right.
Because it did happen to somebody and they went back through it and I forgot who it was and they ended up falling to the 5th and they should have come out the year before. They didn't want to pony up the money for that, you know, because you're looking at $20 million essentially
on Matt
insurance
Barkley?
Policy. Yes, that's who it was. It was Matt Barkley. And he fell all the way to the...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
5th and lost a shit ton of money.
Because I remember early on, Matt Barkley was a top 10 pick.
Sure was.
And oh, yeah.
That's him. So it was Matt Barkley, and I guess because of that, and Matt Leinart as well, because Leinart came back, and he was guaranteed to go 1. And then he ended up falling to, I think, 10.
It was 10, yeah.
And which it
but that was before the cap.
Sure was.
And 1 versus 10... Nowadays, there's a gap, obviously, but it's not, like, insane.
Right.
1 versus 10 back then, it's, like, a different fucking class of human being.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, a different fucking tax bracket.
Brandon Bradford at 1 was making...
Oh, God. I think he got like $50 million or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nuts. So, with that, I was like, all right, if you're paying, like, the University of Miami kid got $9.5 million last year, I was like, all right, well, why not pony up the money for this and do it? So, they tried... I thought he might have, just simply because what's your legacy in college at that point? Mm. At Ohio State, you didn't beat Michigan. So he was 0-2 against Michigan, which I can't remember the last quarterback that didn't leave Ohio State without a victory against Michigan.
Should've
You'd
beat
have to
Georgia.
Go back to the 90s, maybe?
I would assume
the early 90s. Should have beat Georgia.
No conference championships.
No, yes, no Big Ten championships. Yeah. No Heisman. And, you know, he was the first time, two-time finalist for the Heisman. Didn't win either time.
Yeah.
But he was the first two-time finalist for it. You could have came back and won all of the things. I mean, Marvin Harrison's back. Mm-hmm. Egbuka's back. And they got the number one wide receiver, that Brandon Ennis kid out of Florida.
I mean, you have everything except the quarterback, really.
Right.
Like a proven quarterback.
A proven quarterback for Ohio State. So, like, it made sense. And with him, I don't know what happens now. Because me personally, I think he needed an extra year. In the Georgia game, he was forced to run because they were out of running backs. But it looked awkward. I think if you would have implemented that more into his game this year in college and then taught him to roll out left and right more, because you really need that in the NFL.
He's a pocket passer.
He's a pocket passer. But even Joe Burrow in last night's game or Sunday night's game, he takes off and runs when he needs to, and he gets good yards. CJ Stroud has never done that shit.
Yeah.
And so I think he could have used another year. And I said the same thing about Justin Fields, because even Justin Fields, like, he's starting to figure it the fuck out now. Just out of desperation and running and all that shit. But, like, he only played 1 year of college football. Like, that was really it. And then he was gone. So, like,
he's been a dude since high school, though. Since grade school. So,
well, look, if it was in the state of Georgia, it was him and Trevor Lawrence. Yep. And he was actually the number two recruit in the state behind Trevor Lawrence, which is fucking nuts to me. And then he goes to Georgia, sits, and then transfers to Ohio State.
One awful play against Alabama.
Yep. And then transfers to Ohio State. And
weird to say, best thing that ever happened to Georgia.
The
clearing out the room for Stetson Bennett.
The fake punt.
Yeah. Who Georgia fans still hate to this day. And I love it. I love it so much. They hate Stetson Bennett.
He's like the most accomplished quarterback in college football history in the last, like, however many years.
Nothing makes me happier. Because somebody was talking about Georgia the other day online, and I go, don't make me post the DMs. Because the DMs were coming in all the way at the end of the third quarter for Georgia fans about their hatred for Stetson Bennett against Ohio State. Because people forget, I grew up in Georgia. So, like, all of my entire high school went to University of Georgia.
Yeah.
So that's all I see on my fucking feed is Georgia. It was the one game where everybody was real silent. And they were like, hey, man, so about that DM I sent. And I was like, no, I'm going to keep it forever and remind you. You guys hated Stetson Bennett for years, and he won two back-to-back national championships.
Like, no one's done that. Really.
No one has done that. No one. So your hatred for Stetson Bennett is on your own. You can live with that until the day you die.
Which, it's great. It's impressive. But I think how much better, not that, like, we all had great times in college, but think how much better you would have been at college if you were 24.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
25.
Oh, God, dude. Good Holy Lord. Shit. I mean, it's nuts.
And I mean in every aspect.
Every aspect. Mentally.
Even
mentally.
School. Even just the school part Everything. Of it.
I would Everything. Actually care about school.
You would be immensely better at
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what college you shouldn't go to until you're like 25 to 30. That should actually when college should be.
Oh, fuck.
Because you'll go to class.
Yeah. Once you're out in the real world, you go 5 years in the real world and you're like, oh, this sucks, man.
You graduate high school. You go to the military for 2 years. You come out. You do some sort of mission trip. And then, you know, you're 23, 24, 25 and you go to college.
Or you just do your 4 years in the military and then go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then be like the kids that would rush the fraternity that were already in the military.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not hazing you.
We all felt kind of weird about that.
Yeah, I've got one. We had one in our house too. 29 years old. Oof, yeah, it was weird. I was like, he's like, hey, let's go to bars.
He's like, yeah, I'm 20 years old too, man.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, as far as college goes, you know, that was one of the bigger stories. And I think everybody else ended up going. Addison went. Did what's his nuts from TCU go?
Yeah, he's gone.
Quentin Johnston.
Yeah, he declared.
Yeah. He declared as well.
So they're running back.
Okay. So they're all out. It'll be a fun draft at least. But from what I'm hearing, it'll be Bryce Young, Levis, and then Stroud. So he won't get past four at least. What'll be interesting, though, is the trades that happen for the top pick.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the Bears aren't taking the quarterback.
No. And is Will Anderson...
Worth one
is the
but
question.
You can get so much more value if you just trade.
I agree.
Even if the Colts have to trade three spots up or whatever.
Yeah. Well, no, the Colts are in the top five, so they're there. And if they want Stroud, they're going to take Stroud. Like, he'll be there.
But they really like Bryce Young.
I know. So do they go up? Who knows? And then what happens if Stroud gets burned? What happens if he gets burned by the Colts? And then he ends up falling? Then you're going to be pissed that you didn't go back to college. So
I guess it depends where you land.
As long as he doesn't hire an agent, He can go back to college.
Not after the draft, though.
You can do that
if you get drafted.
There's some sport you can do that.
You can do it in basketball. So basketball, you can actually put your name in
up to a certain point. But when the draft happens, you can't just be like, "Oh shit, I fell to 12.
No,
I'm not going."
Okay, but like, I guess if he starts hearing that the Colts are not into it, right? I guess, and he's you know he has his pro day, and the Colts are like, "Fuck your arm."
No,
and, yeah.
You're in. You're in past that date. So this was it. This was the last day to declare. So you're out of there, friend. There's no going back at this point. Oh, Chargers just fired their offensive coordinator after playoff collapse. Weird.
Why not? Mm.
Strange. Because they didn't run the fucking ball. They need to get rid of that coach and get Sean Payton in there.
They need an offensive coach because Staley's their D guy. You need an offensive coach with a quarterback like Herbert.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have a defensive coach.
Jim Harbaugh also announced that he is going back to Michigan, so he's going to coach there.
He's got all those dudes coming back.
No, he does. He should be a Colt.
Ugh, gross.
He should be a Colt. Yeah.
It's Big Ten country,
but he's not going to be.
I think he wants that college.
Him and Ursay though, what a crew.
Oof, Ursay wouldn't party with him. Ursay wants a drinking buddy. That's why Saturday was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's it. But Harbaugh's not going to be that dude.
Sean Payton to the Colts. I think Sean Payton would rage with him.
Look, I don't think that team is. That team's all right. Like that's not a bad. Like taking over the Texans because he just interviewed with the Texans.
Yeah, that's gross. That's
shitty job.
Nightmare.
I mean, you got no one on that fucking team. At least the Colts have some pieces.
They Texans are going to hire D'Amico Ryans, right?
Don't know. I mean, look. I think we're still early. I think Bieniemy's got to get a shot at some point. I know he interviews terribly, but. Whatever, man.
Why don't you just, kind of
wait?
Yeah. You win a couple Super Bowls as an OC with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You have best quarterback in the league.
Andy Reid is 64 and fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Honestly, if you're
Bieniemy,
that's
your job.
Why not just sit there and wait for it?
Coach him waiting.
His kids just went to prison for 5 years, so like maybe he's going to wait the 5 years.
Yeah. If his kid's in prison nearby.
Yeah. Andy Reid. Just names him Coach and Whitten.
Could be.
Well, honestly, if you really think that you have an opportunity to do that, and I don't know who the Chiefs could hire that would be better after Andy Reid retires.
No. And you want to keep the same system.
Got Pat Mahomes there? Yeah, yeah. Why the fuck wouldn't you do that?
I'm with you. Maybe he'll stay.
Better than going to the Texans or something.
McDaniels was supposed to get the Patriots job, right?
Like, yep.
If he just waited.
Yeah, he didn't wait.
But Andy Reid is like a... fun guy. Like he's gonna want to go live his life. Bill Belichick is living his life,
and he has a cheeseburger every day. It's only like he's a ticking time bomb.
Yes,
yeah. He might die before he retires.
Living in Kansas City, like this, they're just gonna
keep feeding him. And yeah, feeding
just
him
burn ends just every day.
He gets him like another side of fries.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just like, here you go, Andy. I was thinking of you.
Eat up. We got insurance policy here. Bizarre story over the weekend was the kid from Alabama who just got charged with capital murder.
Yeah, that's not great.
Wow. So there is an update on that story. He did not pull the trigger. However, he did provide the gun.
Oh, well.
So
also weird to me, I couldn't remember. his name is Darius Miles.
Dude, I thought the same thing.
I was like, wait,
from the Jailblazers? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, is that his kid?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But
yeah,
it's still fucking weird. But yeah, they roped him out of there, so he's obviously off the team. And they said they're going through a grieving process. Yeah, man. I mean, that's
kind of derails their awesome season.
I know. I mean,
he wasn't playing.
I know, but still, it's like a distraction.
Yeah. He played in a fair amount of games.
I don't think he was playing very much this year, if at all.
I think he played six games.
Let's see here. I'm not even seeing. Over the past five games, he's not even on their depth chart. Let me see if I even fucking find him on this. He's played in less than 10% of the team's minutes this year. So okay. He didn't really play. He, by the way, his motive for murder allegedly is that the woman rejected him.
Oh.
Wouldn't talk to him.
Well, I mean, then you just blow him away,
I guess so, yeah. Just
understandable. Understandable.
But it's all right. Alabama, now they're motivated. They're going to win it for him.
Yeah.
They're going to win it all for Darius.
Sure are. Aaron Rodgers has said that he is thinking about playing, whether or not that is in Green Bay or another team. He just got off of Pat McAfee show here, so this is breaking news, is kind of what he's deciding now.
So we get another awesome offseason.
How many people are, does everybody just now want this San Francisco job of like, hey, dude, can you just slot me in?
Also, is this just what every Packer quarterback does from here on out?
It sucks. We went through this with Brett Favre for years, now with Aaron Rodgers for all these
years.
And
you would think he would have learned, of all people.
No, this is the curse that Packers fans have. They have incredible quarterback consistency, but in their last like 8 years, they're just like, I don't know.
So
I
don't know. Here's the
they're in situationships.
Yeah.
Here's the statement that he said that just aired a little bit ago. He says, I think I can win an MVP again in the right situation. So sure doesn't sound like Green Bay. And he says, right situation, is that Green Bay? Is that somewhere else? I'm not sure. But I don't think you should shut down any opportunity. Like I said during the season, that's got to be both sides actually wanting to work together moving forward. And I think there's more conversations to
does he
be just, had.
He just follows in Brett Favre's footsteps too, goes to the Jets.
And then to the Vikings.
Yeah, oh, that'd be hilarious. Oh, shit. If it went to the Vikings. Vikings are loaded.
Yeah.
Jets aren't bad either.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, with Garrett Wilson? Shit. Yeah, he just needs one good receiver. Just, you know.
I say him on the 49ers, that would be a fucking Voltron. Like, that would be a goddamn.
Again, I'm Shanahan. I don't want another ego in the locker room.
That does sound like a nightmare. Who do you get in there if, I mean, let's say Purdy shits the bed in the next game. Okay. Right? And they're like,
we
need a more proven quarterback. Who do you get? Derek Carr?
No.
Kirk Cousins.
Well, your options.
He's signed.
Here's the thing. Your option. No, he's not. He's this one year.
He has a 2023 contract.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
For 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but you can trade for that.
Yeah, you could trade for that easily if you wanted to. But you could get Kirk Cousins, Lamar, because Lamar Jackson definitely doesn't want to be in Baltimore.
I would say, honestly, Lamar Jackson is San Francisco's best option.
That'd be great. Holy shit.
Can you imagine the offense with that, with Samuel McCaffrey and Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, you have to defend the run, too.
Oh, God.
In like five different ways. Yeah. You have to, I mean, and then, oh, my God, it's a fucking nightmare.
It'd be nuts. It'd be absolutely nuts. Brady, Rodgers. I mean, one would think the 49ers would have their pick because Trey Lance ain't going to be there. Garoppolo's out of there. Contract-wise, he's done. So
Jimmy G to the Patriots.
Yes. Yeah,
probably.
I think so. And I think it's a good fit. I mean, for real. Like, he's not a terrible quarterback, and you don't need to be anything but a 10-yard out passer in New England, so why not? I think that's your best bet there because Mac Jones isn't it. So we'll see what happens there, but it's certainly interesting. Back on to college basketball here. What happens with Kentucky? There were some rumors over the weekend that Calipari, this could be his last year here. You think so?
Well, you know, we were kind of declaring them dead, and then they beat Tennessee at Tennessee. So.
They did.
That's a huge, huge win.
Did he hear those rumors and was just like, all right, fuck you guys, I'm going to start to coach? Like, what changed?
Nothing changed.
They do this.
This is just them. They're talented. They're incredibly talented.
Undeniably talented.
And they have this incredible recruiting class coming in next year because all he does is recruit his dick off. But he isn't a good coach either.
Yeah. What is he? He has one title, right? Just one?
He has one title.
One title,
yeah. At Kentucky.
A couple Final Fours, one title. Okay. And look, you're going to, the pressure is going to come off of him for the next, potentially, unless he shits the bed. But, I mean, they catch Georgia and A&M at home and then Vanderbilt on the road.
But most Kentucky fans are just kind of over it.
They are. They kind of don't. I think they've gotten to a point where they're tired of the roster being different, like completely different every single year.
Yeah.
It's hard. And it is hard, dude. Like, Missouri's had the same problem in a different way in that, like, they're obviously not getting like one and done dudes, but it's like it sucks.
And it's like it's cool
for a different roster every year.
It's cool that you know, all of our guys go to the NBA for the most part. Not this year, but usually.
Yeah.
However, like, that'd be nice if that translated to championships.
Right. Right.
Sure would. Sure would, dude. So I'm not sure what you do with this guy. Who else is left? Like, I look at
he bolts anyway.
But I look at a program like Ohio State.
And he has a lifetime contract.
Does he really?
Yep.
Yeah. How do you pay out a lifetime contract? I don't know.
kill him.
It's just the GDP of Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah, you do him. Have to kill him.
But I look at a program like Ohio State. They have a fucking same arena as like the goddamn Lakers and all the best facilities, all that other shit. They can't get a coach in there. I mean, it's just as hard to find a good football coach as it is a basketball coach. So what do you do with Calipari? Like, who else would be next?
I mean, there's plenty of coaches out there. I think there's way more.
There's a lot of coaching.
There's a lot
way
better
more coaching talent coaching
options
college
in college basketball.
I think it's actually like really frustrating when a school doesn't find us decent because of how it's just so much easier to be creative and competent in college basketball than college football, I feel like.
And there's just so many more teams in college basketball.
Right.
Well, who's out there that would even replace Calipari, I guess?
I mean,
no one you've heard of probably.
Well,
for
if
the most
he
part.
Did, he has some dirt on him.
Chris Beard?
Well, oh. Chris Beard is available. I was even going to say Sean Miller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Could do that.
I love Sean Miller.
But, you
dude.
Know,
I love Sean Miller. And that bullshit's over because he was, you know what that was over, right? He was paying that kid from the Bahamas.
Right.
So
DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You don't have to fucking deal with that anymore. NIL is here. So it's like, all right, great. I think if Sean Miller wanted to come and coach Ohio State, I'd be fucking amped about it.
He might. I mean, I don't think Xavier's like the final stopping point for Sean Miller.
No, I don't either. I think he'll
certainly not.
Let's get him up. I mean, Xavier's close to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Just come on over. I'd be fine with it.
You don't like Holtman?
I don't. And he lost again over the weekend. And it's just, look, they'll make the, here's Ohio State for basketball.
Shouldn't have ran that
they'll
out of
make,
town.
They'll make the Sweet 16, you know, or very close to it. And then they're out. And then that's kind of it. They got one good guy this year, Bryce Sensabaugh. He's amazing.
He's great. Freshman. But.
Yes. But that's kind of it there. And this
you
team
score
under,
a bunch of-
yeah, but they they're underperform. He's terrible down the stretch. Coaching wise, and you got to get rid of that fucking guy because you have too much money there.
Also, there's another name out there.
Who?
If he wants to come back to college,
who's that?
Everyone will just drop whatever amount of money they need.
Dick Vitale.
Brad Stevens.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
Where is he? He's the GM of the
Celtics.
He's the GM and president of the Celtics.
And the Celtics look very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going
anywhere. He's not going
anywhere. Does he not want to be a coach anymore?
No, I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. It's too stressful. I'd rather be an owner. Wouldn't you rather be a GM?
Well, I think it's getting to the point in
if that Indiana job opens up, you're telling me Brad Stevens won't consider it.
And I think that basketball is moving this way. It'll never be as much as baseball, but basketball is moving to the point where the GM is the more important position than the coach.
Yes.
In baseball, it's 100%. The GM is, you win that team with the GM. The manager helps. Obviously, you can lose with a manager. You're not necessarily going to win because of a manager, I don't think. And basketball is moving that direction. It's never going to be anywhere near where baseball is because it's a totally different sport.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the point now where the GM is probably, it's probably 50-50 on who is as important, GM right. or coach.
Right. And I don't think Brad Stevens is going anywhere. I don't. No, that's too great of a job. And the Celtics are great. If he was on a shitty team and they were going to get rid of him, I would say yes. But because of, I mean, the Celtics have a legitimate chance to win the championship this year.
It's wide open.
Yeah. But I mean, he could also just be the coach next year for the Celtics again.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
Because I mean, they're just, it's an interim right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the NBA, we'll stick here. As much as I hate to say that, I fucking hate LeBron James so much, but he's amazing. And he just crossed 38,000 points. There's only one other guy to do it, and it's Kareem. That's it. Do you know how fucking difficult it is to score 38,000 points, man?
And that's only regular season.
I know.
Kareem's my goat.
It's fucking nuts. Is he really?
Yeah.
I like it. It's just an odd goat. Nobody ever brings up Kareem. They should.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Longevity is...
And he never shot a three-pointer in his life.
Longevity does matter.
Yeah, the hook will bring you back. And Blues Traveler said that.
Yep.
Blues Traveler
about
said that.
Kareem.
About Kareem. The whole song is about Kareem.
People don't know that.
But looking at the 38,000 points and looking at that list, because I had the game on in the background when I was doing some work, I was like, oh, fuck. Holy shit. I was like, 38,000 points. And like, dude, he's dropping like fucking 40 a game still.
Doesn't
like,
matter though.
He can do whatever he wants.
Are the Lakers going to make the playoffs?
No, probably not.
I mean,
their record
is 20 teams make the fucking playoffs.
Have you seen the NBA standings?
Not recently. So, like I told you guys, I will The point that I start going back and get involved in the NBA heavily is right around the All-Star break, because it's right after the Super Bowl.
Can you guess any of the teams in the top four in the NBA standings?
No,
right now?
Even that.
In the Western Conference.
Guess where the Lakers are right now in the Western Conference.
There's 15 teams.
They're probably 7 or 8.
They're 13.
They're 13?
They're 13.
Yeah, now granted, they're only
20. No fucking way.
They're only 20 and 24. They're only 3 games out.
So at 20 and 24, you're at 13?
Yeah. 13. Oh. Now, can you guess any of the top four teams?
Who do you think is the one seed?
In the Western Conference.
So I just watched Denver the other night, so I would say Denver.
Yep.
You're correct.
Oh, they are.
That's one.
Yeah. No way.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Shit. All right.
Who's two?
Well, they're tied with someone for one.
Okay. And they, by the way, they didn't say in the game that they were in first. Like, this is a total guess.
All right, who's one?
Simply because of, I was watching Homeboy hit a step back three. That was just
Joker.
Gnarly, yeah. Dude. But I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So that was a pure guess on that one. And they have a pretty solid team when I was watching.
They're great.
It.
They have
like all the way around. It's not just one guy on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but someone will get hurt.
I don't even know who I would put it to. Based on highlights.
Absurd.
Based on highlights that they show all the time, I would say Memphis. Are they? Yeah,
that
Memphis
is correct. Is
are they really?
Yeah.
That is simply based on how many Ja Morant highlights they show. Yeah.
I shouldn't say they're even two. They're tied for one.
Well,
but tiebreaker. Yeah, tiebreaker goes to the Nuggets. The other two, if you get these, you're looking
you
at
get
it.
Three
you're
and
reading.
Four,
you're reading if you get
it's
these.
It's absurd.
I don't. I Warriors?
No.
Nope.
Suns?
Nope.
Suns have been real bad.
Well, I know both teams have been going. They had a lot of injuries.
The Dubs are still in the playoffs. The Suns are not right now.
Yeah, but both teams have had injuries, so like that makes sense. No, I can't name them.
Number three is the Pelicans.
Shut the fuck up.
And number four is the Sacramento Kings.
But Zion doesn't even play. He's out for another 3 weeks, that guy.
Did you not hear four?
Who was four?
Sacramento.
The Kings?
Yeah. Yes.
Damn, dude.
This is why I can't do the NBA.
The East makes a lot more sense for the most part.
Look, I will get back into the All-Star game. I do it every year. I promise you I will be caught up on the NBA at the All-Star game. Let football finish first.
Yeah.
Like let's get through the Super Bowl. And then the Daytona 500, and I'll check back into the NBA. But holy fuck.
Yeah.
And Zion's not even playing on that team. That story I know.
No. The West is fucking garbage.
The Jazz are eight.
But the Jazz is without Donovan Mitchell.
They don't have any. No, they traded every starter they had.
Yeah.
Every starter they had. How is Cleveland then doing in the East?
They're doing well. And Donovan the East Mitchell, is better. The Cleveland is fifth, but they're behind.
Celtics, Nets, Bucks, Sixers.
Yeah, they're behind all legit teams.
Yeah.
The Nets turned it around, huh?
Well, you got Kevin Durant. Come on.
Yeah, but last year.
And Kyrie. Kyrie's been playing well.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say what you will about him as a man.
Now, he's a great player. That has never been the question.
As a scientist.
As a scientist.
Look, he's a fantastic player, but he's always just been a piece of shit.
We had some massive news in the UFC.
Go ahead, fire away.
Francis Ngannou.
It's right.
Has left the UFC. So that is the biggest free agent out there, probably in a long time. And then John Jones will be fighting for the heavyweight title against Ciryl Gane in March.
Okay. Georgia, why did this happen?
Why did what happen?
Why did Ngannou? Because I know Dana White.
He wouldn't pay him.
Yes. Dana White was pretty pissed off with trying to negotiate these deals with him. I know Francis always wanted more money.
Here's what I know. Dana had a deal on the table to make him the highest paid heavyweight of all time.
Okay.
Over Brock, over everybody. And Brock did a million buys every time he did a pay-per-view. He was going to be the highest paid heavyweight of all time. And he said no. He walked away from it. You know, I get it.
He was offended by Dana a lot.
He's 36 years old. He's only got a few more opportunities left. I think he wants to fight less caliber opponents for more money. And
he wants to fight Tyson Fury.
I don't think he's going to do that.
No, he's going to do that just because there's going to be so much money if he fights Tyson Fury.
Yes, that would be that would probably be more than that contract. But just that one fight.
He was homegrown in the UFC. He was a raw talent that they found. He hasn't been fighting that long, and he has grown significantly as a fighter. He could have been the biggest heavyweight superstar in the UFC, and
of all time.
Somehow it just didn't.
Disappeared.
Click, because they never really promoted him well.
Two boring fights, or boring fight against Derek Lewis,
yep.
And
So that's
he knocked out Stipe.
Yes. I mean, he has an amazing story. You can shape it.
I'm not even saying
ways.
Amazing stories. He has amazing fights where he just knocks dudes cold.
His UFC rise and like the culmination of getting dominated by Stipe, then coming back and like knocking him out cold. Like, yeah, I mean, that whole arc is
beautiful. The Derek Lewis fight isn't even worth mentioning at this point.
It is when you, because that's going to become apparent when Jon Jones walks through Ciryl Gane, and you'll forget about.
That's not going to happen.
When you,
I don't think so either.
That's not happening. John Jones hasn't fought since 2018.
Who had a super tight fight with Ciryl Gane, and like he had to come back and beat him in the championship rounds
with wrestling.
When John Jones like just walks through him and just like glides by him, I think
what makes you think that? What makes you think he's like Ciryl Gane is gonna not? First off, Ciryl Gane is favored. Second off, John Jones hasn't looked like John Jones in a long time.
In a long time. But here's the thing. When I read this article over the weekend, the first thing I thought was Francis Ngannou, they just couldn't turn into a star. John Jones will sell the fucking pay-per-views. Like, I'll buy for John Jones.
He has traditionally had lower pay-per-view numbers, John. John's just been always touted as the GOAT, being the youngest UFC champion of all time.
Right.
And technically never or undefeated.
Here's why I watched, to be fully honest with you, with John Jones. I'm not a big fan of his fighting style, and I always want to see him lose. So I'm paying to watch him lose. So even the Ciryl Gane fight, I'm with you.
He's
going to
lose.
Yes, I think he's going to lose.
Should have lost to Dominic Reyes.
And that's why I'm paying for that fight. Like, when is it? Is that the March?
It's in March.
It is in March. Okay.
Allegedly. I'll believe John Jones fights when he walks.
John's been with
cage.
Henry. I think Henry's going to have him tuned up. I don't think Henry's lying. Henry's saying he's dangerous right now. He's too diverse for all these other fighters. John has too much. Like, we still have to remember that we're talking about probably the most dangerous, if not, you know, the GOAT.
He's now 265 pounds. He's never really weighed that much in his life.
Who?
So John Jones. So
oh,
like,
shit.
Because he's heavyweight now. So it's like, he put on all this weight. How's he going to move? How's he going to, like, I don't.
Henry
I don't
says he's
it,
ready.
Dude.
I trust Henry.
I don't think he's going to fight in this. I think he's going to pull out. Because John, Jones.
So from my understanding and from what Dana said, is John, it wasn't John that's been holding things up and why John hasn't been fighting. John's been ready and John's been willing to fight anyone, is what Dana said. It was Francis that was holding it up. There never was a John Stipe fight. And Stipe's still in the mix, I think, is what he said.
There's always a threat of John Jones getting a DUI right before the fight, too.
Yeah, it's in Vegas. You know, Vegas is not a good place for John, but I think he's going to be focused and he's going to be ready.
What are the odds of this fight? I wonder if my bookies got him.
Last
I'm
I saw,
right
Gane was -125. Jones was -105.
If you can get so plus like money on John Jones. Anytime you can get plus money on John Jones. Oh, man.
All right. So they got Edwards, Usman, 3 here, 286. What do you know what number it is?
It's
285, I think it's supposed to be. Right?
It got leaked. So it's the one that's in Vegas.
Okay.
So we have a UFC this weekend.
There is a line on where Ngannou will fight next. Where do you guys think that'll be then? PFL?
No.
Boxing?
PFL just signed Jake Paul.
Somewhere in boxing, and it won't be...
It'll be boxing.
It won't be Tyson.
That's a big name out there, though. I mean, if you're trying to make a splash, finally, with one of these leagues...
Bellator, I would just sign... I would just... He asked for, just sign.
Fuck yeah,
that's
dude.
A maybe. I could see that. Or a 1FC. I could see 1FC.
Because who was on the show? Who was the champion? Ryan Bader was on the show. And Ryan said he got a fuck ton of money there.
Yeah, so that would be like the heavyweight championship right there. Yep. Francis Ngannou versus Ryan Bader.
That would be great. That'd be fucking great for them. So I would lean towards that, I guess.
It doesn't matter where he goes. I'm going to watch it.
Same.
Like, Francis is a name I will watch.
Yes, same here. Same here. Super interesting, though. I like how Dana just doesn't give a fuck. See ya.
Well,
all right, great. Get the fuck out of here.
He's got other issues right now.
Like what? Did something happen?
I don't know.
He's got a new slap league going on, so he's just really focused on that.
He's 1-0. In his professional career right now. That slap league, by the way, they just played a clip of that actually over the weekend. It's airing on like TBS.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be a thing, I think.
And it's called Dana White Slap Thing.
Is it really?
I forget the official name, but it is Dana White Slap Something League or whatever.
It'd be great if him and his wife were the first up. Because you got to hold each other's hand, you know, and then slap the person. Like, it'd be great if it was him and his wife. Just first up, just to kind of get it out of the way.
It's better than you could have imagined.
Is it?
It's called Dana White's Power Slap.
I'm all in.
And they've delayed it like you said.
Can you like give week. Me a power slap t-shirt? That would be great. Just also, a Dana White's power
he's
slap
already
t-shirt.
Back on his on his shit, by the way. People, if someone said, this is he responded to somebody about power slap by the league. He goes, oh, you're disgusted by it? Watch The Voice.
Perfect.
So he's...
It's perfect. It's all perfect. I love all of it.
He's already passed his... I love all of it. He's passed that news cycle.
He apologized.
You know what I mean? He apologized.
What do you want, Rob?
He moved on.
What do you want, Rob?
He moved on, Rob.
I apologized.
Yeah.
That's it.
Move on, Rob. Sorry you can't take it, but he's moved on.
What do you think
on.
Is the appropriate punishment for me?
Yeah.
That's what he keeps saying.
Like, you should... Actually, the appropriate punishment is the best slap fighter in his power slap league gets to slap him in the face.
Oh, that'd be great. I think he should do that.
Yeah, he should literally go out there and be like, you know what? What I did was wrong. I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to let you.
Well, there is, actually, there is everyone females. In the league. There's females in this league. So let the top female.
Perfect.
Not slap even. Him. Everyone in the league gets a slap.
He won't have a job. I mean,
No. I think you got to go one chick.
Or he did two, right? How many did he do?
I think he did two. So okay, yeah, he couple. Gets two. He gets two back, but it's from whoever the best is.
Yeah.
And that was the best. All that was filmed. So,
we don't know what happened when he got home.
It looked like a guy that wasn't not his first time.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's Dana White.
She didn't divorce him and get your dope alimony. Like, truly, that's what I would do.
He's our version. He's this generation's version of Vince McMahon, essentially.
He's unessential, though. Like, he's the biggest star in the UFC, but they don't really need him.
Well, who's going to promote the fights? Like, I still
Who
think
cares?
You need Vince McMahon to go out
they
there.
They just
for
slide
all this
someone
shit.
Else in there.
Yeah, but you
got to
have somebody
deal.
With a personality, somebody who's fun. His they interviews are always fun.
They have guys in the back end that could do exactly what he does, probably better.
But you need that personality out there, front and center. I enjoy
Make
Dana
the
White.
Fighters the personality. Stop promoting yourself.
Look, I agree, but the fighters have to want to be the personalities as well.
It's not that. It's literally he wants to be the guy, he wants to be the face of the UFC. And that's so he doesn't have to pay his fighters. Because, I mean, the second you get a Conor, you got to pay Conor money.
Right. I think the most interesting part about it is, so it's a huge Hollywood talent agency that actually owns the UFC now. And it's Ari
Endeavor?
Emanuel. Yeah. So Ari Emanuel is the head of it. And they're putting pressure on him on the Hollywood side to do something about Dana.
And Disney.
But they're like, no, that's bringing in too much money. We're not doing shit. Yeah. Nobody's going to do anything.
And
it'll all be forgotten.
If there's one fan base that doesn't care about anything anyone does.
Yep.
No.
It's the fucking UFC.
If he would have said something about the Jews, they would have done something.
Ari would have maybe, but I mean, like, the fans wouldn't have been.
No. But Ari would have.
The fans would have been like, hell yeah. And exactly. Like, I mean, listen to Kanye West.
There's people already, like, there's a bunch of fans that are defending Dana White, even though Dana White said what I did was undefendable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he got slapped first, so. It happens.
Yeah, Dana White being like, please stop defending me to his own fans. It's just, that's all you need to know.
It's great. It's great.
And then the same week, too, there was a former UFC fighter that murdered his wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It wasn't a great week for mixed martial arts.
No, it sure wasn't. But they'll be back. There's another fight coming up. When's the next one, Giorgio?
This week.
Oh, who's on the card?
It's in Brazil.
Is it really?
Glover Teixeira.
Oh, shit. Is it the rematch?
No. Yuri's not.
No.
Going to fight for a while.
Who's he fighting? Who's Teixeira fighting?
Jamal Hill.
Okay. Who you got in that one?
Glover Teixeira. Yeah. He's going to win the belt again in Brazil in his home country and then maybe retire. I don't know.
Is it pay-per-view at night or is it like one of those afternoon deals?
It's pay-per-view at night.
Okay. All right, good.
They're on the same schedule.
I don't
schedule
like the fucking. All right, cool. I don't like the.
It's not in Dubai.
The ones that are, I don't like the ones that are like noon.
No.
I can't get my.
Although
day
down there, it's summer.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Southern America, Hemisphere. It's
summer.
Summer in Australia right now, too.
Who knew?
Many people.
Wow. Good for them. Never been. Never been. You know?
Never been to South America?
No.
What's the farthest south you've been?
Mexico. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never Central?
Never been to Central, never been to South America.
Any desire?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You know what when I really wanted to go was the World Cup in Brazil.
In Brazil.
Yeah. My buddy went to it instead. I had a gig and my buddy went and he said it was the greatest time of all time.
An Argentina World Cup would be great.
Argentina would be rad.
Although,
I've heard that
right now my buddy just moved to Argentina and the way their inflation is working, the amount of like paper bills you have to carry to pay for anything.
It's like a fucking
it's absurd.
Yeah. It's a wad. I've seen the photos.
Just a wad of, and you hold a wad of cash like this, and it's like $3.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like pesos back in the day in Mexico. Just pockets lined of them. You're just dumping them out like they're fucking tokens at an arcade on the counter.
Yeah.
For tacos. Thanks for joining us today. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify and leave a review here. Yes, we need them on all our shows, on all the different RSS feeds. Please do it. It really helps with the advertisers. We'll be back tomorrow with the NFL show, giving you all the predictions for this weekend's games. They'll be a blast. Again, you can gamble on them at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. Bet with us or against us over there, kids. For Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap on a Tuesday. Good morning, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.